It's the post-match show after Liverpool have beat Watford 5-0, 5-0 away from home. Can't be a bad way to start the weekend. To talk through all the goals and all the joys, I've got Andy Heaton, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Andy Bell. And Neil, it felt a bit banana skinny, you know, new manager bounce and stuff like that. The Reds weren't interested, they just steamrolled them.
Yeah, the new manager bounce thing is, I think it's more valid if your players and their players are at least close to being in the same ballpark. And the truth of the matter is that Liverpool have the best player in the world. Right now, the best player in the world is Mo Salah. And it's been relatively rare. There's probably been three or four instances for, you know, a period of 3 months, say, across the last 10 years where the best player in the world hasn't been Leo Messi and very occasionally possibly Cristiano Ronaldo. But at the minute, it is Mo Salah. And it's likely to stay Mo Salah. Those two goals, those 2 weeks back to back, they're outrageous. He has stopped and he's looking at everyone, and there's a ring of yellow shirts around him, and somehow he gets the ball from that position into the back of the net. It's an incredible goal, and it's an incredible assist for Mane. It's Dalglish to rush stuff, the way in which it plays out. This is an astonishing level of footballer's hit, but it's not just him. You know, Mane's first time finish there for that one's excellent. Firmino scores a hat-trick, for God's sake, and it's the first time I'm mentioning him right now. I thought Henderson was great at number six. I thought both centre-halves played ever so well. I thought Trent Alexander-Arnold was in lots of ways the best player on the pitch, but he can't be the best player on the pitch because Mo Salah's on the pitch. So it's not possible to be the best player on the pitch in that instance. It's an excellent, consummate Liverpool performance. It really is. 5-0 away from home doesn't happen that often, but when it all sort of clicks like it does today, listen, the Reds are absolutely fantastic, and they should all be coming out from that game feeling top of the world and looking to build into the rest of this massive week off the back of it.
Yeah, I'll go to you, Andy, here. A consummate performance indeed from Liverpool. That's what it felt like. And like Neil says, you know, brilliant performances from front to back, really. Obviously, it's the superstar up front who you'll go to bed tonight thinking about, and what a full performance it was, and obviously what a goal. But all of them were great, and it was a great team performance.
Yeah, they started very much on the front foot and played like they knew they were streets ahead of Watford. That was a little bit worried about the game, to say, to be honest. I mean, worried before every game, but you know,
you're a warrior.
I'm a warrior. What, have you seen the stress lines, mate? You know, and just the 12:30 kickoff, and I didn't want it to the lads to take the focus off, and they were actually more focused than I've seen them.
Yeah.
I think the way Liverpool played was deliberate, specifically because obviously you're missing the goalkeeper there, so we thought, right, we'll take the game to Watford because we're better at the football than Watford, and you don't want to give them a stiff. My only worry today was that we didn't get the second early enough, and then when that came was fine. But I mean, I don't know, Neil spoke about it, but I want to throw in on the goal as well. I mean, Christ alive, it's like certain instances with Mo Salah at the minute, it's like he's playing in slow motion.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Just stop time.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, very much like that thing in the Terminator, when you go inside the Terminator's eyes, where he just highlights everything that's going on around him. And then
Danny Rose, shite, run.
Yeah. I mean, there was a bit in the second half when Danny Rose was actually running away from the ball,
which is what I'd do.
Which is, you know, well, it's almost like, but bullet times, the one where he just stops, assesses the situation, then just goes from 0 to 1,000 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Like that. Form of his career, and you know what, as well, he played. I was made up today. He looked like he's playing with a smile on his face,
yeah,
massively.
It's interesting. He comes out and does the interview in the context
very
of that.
Rare.
Doesn't do a lot of that, but I get the impression at the minute, I think he's just loving it. I think he's loving every little minute of it. I think he understands why this all works around him.